Gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time once again for the Only Naz Podcast. That's my jam. That's my jam. Welcome to the Only Naz Podcast, where I am here live with you and the people in the chat room. And for those listening to me on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else you can hear shit, thank you for tuning in. Also, for those here on NASA Stampede YouTube, thank you for watching. So anyways, let's get into the show. The big discussion so far right now from MWE Extreme, the unofficial MWE member. So don't believe everybody who just uses the MWE moniker unless I say so. But from Mr. Mad Libs, wants to talk about Gilbert Gottfried. Yes, that's right. Gilbert Gottfried passed away today. I found out at work, a co-worker, my boy Kenny Club, all day Kenny Club. My boy pulled up and he was like, "Did you hear Gilbert Gottfried died?" And I'm like, "You bullshitting." Because I didn't hear about it, you know. Usually this kind of information happens in the morning. So I quickly got on my phone, got on YouTube, because that's my source of all information. No, not YouTube. I got on Twitter. Sorry. I got on Twitter. That's my source of all information. And then I looked up and sure enough, like a reliable source, like IGN, said Gilbert Gottfried passed away. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it's crazy because it was Bob Saget, Louis Anderson, and then Gilbert Gottfried. Or it was Louis Anderson, and then Bob Saget, and Gilbert Gottfried. Either way, those three, which are really close best friends, you know, a lot of the comedians in the that community are friends, but these were like close, good friends and recently talked to each other, and months apart, they passed away. And it's freaking sad. These are all part of our childhood. Bob Saget, of course, Full House, funny in his own videos. Louis Anderson with Life with Louis. I mean, yeah, okay, yeah, because I'm getting confused with the Louis C.K. one. Life with Louis, that was a show I grew up on. And now Gilbert Gottfried, who I remember from Problem Child, and of course, always his most iconic character, Iago in Aladdin. And he was just so unique with his voice and so funny. And I remember watching him on Hollywood Squares. Hilarious. I just saw a clip too where he was the last spot for both contestants, and they just kept on calling him, and he was trolling them because he would give them like the wrong answer. First he was giving them the right answer, and then he was just like, fuck it, he kept giving them the wrong answer. They had to keep calling him and calling him, and every time he gave him an answer, and they were like, "I'm gonna say that's true." He was like, "You fool!" And they get the X. It was great. Gilbert Gottfried is a legend, and he's our childhood. The Affleck Duck, of course, yes, he did do the Affleck. That guy probably got paid lots and lots of money just for going Affleck. He rest in peace, man. That's our childhood. That's our childhood going away. I don't want to think about anyone else going out. Braver Soul said he found out in that work elevator on the little screen it has and went to get a snack. Damn. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. They're going. Everyone's leaving little by little. They're all leaving us. He's still young, too. He was 67. So, I don't know. You start seeing your mortality little by little. It's good stuff. He's a very, very funny guy. Very great comedian. And will be missed. It's time for the new generation to really step up their game and to get on par with these older generation. And I am by far nowhere near comedian level. I can't go out there and do stand-up. I can't do anything. I'm funny, I guess, and if you guys think I'm funny, that's fantastic. I love it, but I'm nowhere near the level of the greats that have just passed away and the others that are out there doing their thing. I don't know what else to say about it. Gilbert Gottfried, he has one hell of a voice. Along with who had one hell of a voice too, was this guy I heard that's not even really his voice. Like, that's just his gimmick voice or something like that. I don't know. Apparently there's a documentary, and I've been meaning to watch that. There's a Gilbert Gottfried documentary on like Hulu or something, and I still haven't watched it, but I will now. And that's kind of sad that, I mean, it's taken his death to do it, but it's been on my list. So there's some documentary of Gilbert Gottfried to watch on Hulu, I believe, and we'll check that out. Because someone told me, like, if you watch the documentary, his voice isn't really like that. That's just part of his character. Just like Bobcat Goldthwait. That's not really his voice, the one he did like in Police Academy that he was known for. He talks normal. I frankly would rather him talk as that character's voice, because that shit's hilarious. This guy went on to direct movies, and there were like really dark comedies. The only movie I could remember was God Bless America, I think, where this guy just had enough and went on a killing spree, and this young girl went along with them, and they just started going to kill because they started seeing the idiocracy of reality, our lives, reality TV show especially. Something that I think we all can relate, because if you really think closely, it's just there's a lot of stupid shit in real life, you know. Hey, someone could be looking at me right now doing this and be like, that's stupid as hell, and want to whack me, kill me off. I don't think so. Hey, can you see the freaking my Psycho Ranger set up here, and also Master Chief? I don't think you could, but is it there? The Extreme says, it's gonna be hard for comedians in this era. This generation gets too offended too easy. We don't need you on stage getting slapped by Robert Townsend for making a mentor man joke. Not Meteor Man, mentor man. We're working on that as we speak right now. It is harder now. I don't know. You just gotta be really good at it or challenge yourself. Pick your audience. Like, if you go to a Louis C.K. stand-up, you know, the audience right there, they gotta know your audience. The only people who will go to that is fucking Louis C.K. fan. I'm still a Louis C.K. fan, all right? And I heard his Grammy award-winning album, and it was actually very funny, but a lot of things right there will offend people. And don't get offended. Jokes are jokes, man. You gotta realize that. Jokes are jokes. And there's times when something can be really offensive, but jokes are jokes. Don't go back and listen to some Andrew Dice Clay freaking stand-up, because that shit doesn't go over really well right now. There was a lot of homophobia and such in that, and those freaking jokes. But then again, if you go back and listen to DMX, he's all like, you know, get your G-word ass out of my face. You know, now I gotta watch out for what I say too, because I know you guys here don't care. You know, I can do whatever I want and say whatever I want. But I feel like, say I put this out there and then someone listens to this, and as you know, they're all like, we gotta cancel him or blah, blah. You know, jokes are jokes. And I've said a lot of fucking very, very offensive jokes. But it's just for laughs. Just for laughs. That's the name of something, I believe. The whole first verse in DMX's Where the Hood. Exactly. He's all like, get your dick on my face. I don't fuck with that shit. Something like that, you know. But in the end, we love DMX, and DMX loved the people. It was just a persona and how he did his shit. It's just how it is. Mr. MJ says, people think comedians like Dave Chappelle need to be canceled. Listen to Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Paul Mooney. Exactly. They kept it real. These are just comedians who are keeping it real. Oh, I know Braver Soul. I listened to those lyrics recently, and I'm all like, damn. But I'm also like bobbing my head like, yeah, Darkman X. Some computer would beat you down if you quote the wrong thing. Just a computer out of nowhere. All right, let's people are trying to ask me about something that's really, really cool. Really, 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 really. Over the weekend, Sonic the Hedgehog Dose came out, starring your boy Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik, Idris Elba as the voice of Knuckles, and also Ben Schwartz as the voice of Sonic, doing a great job. But most importantly, the voice of Tails, which I'm sorry, I don't remember the name. Maybe the freaking chat room can help me out here. But she is the original voice of Tails in the video game. So that's a big freaking leap, and killed it in the live action movie. I loved it. I stood on the ground that Sonic the Hedgehog was the best video game adapted movie. There are still people now who have not seen Sonic the Hedgehog because they felt like it fell under the whole curse of bad video game adapted movies and didn't want to watch it and such. But everyone tells those people, especially those who've seen the movie, that no, you should watch it, and you should definitely watch the second one. And I'm here to very, very much recommend or demand that you watch Sonic the Hedgehog movie, because it is freaking amazing. Great work, very beautiful adaptation. And Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is the Sonic movie we wanted, and it takes it to the next level. It has everything, and by God, only Jim Carrey can pull this off. Because if anybody else was playing Dr. Robotnik and played it as Jim Carrey played it, we would have been like, oh, this guy's trying too hard. Get this lame motherfucker out of my face. But because it's Jim Carrey and only Jim Carrey, it fucking works. And it's freaking beautiful. I swear to God. I'm on TikTok and people are bootlegging the movie. Thank God I watched it, because it was at the end this time while I was on the pooper. And that's the best time to be on TikTok, when you're on the pooper and you just need to watch videos. Which they have like a 10-minute limit now. So follow me on TikTok, because I'm about to do some crazy shit. The Extreme saw Sonic 2 on Sunday. Knuckles really reminded me of Starfire from Teen Titans with his lack of understanding Earth customs. Pretty funny. Yes, Idris Elba killed it, and it's confirmed that there's going to be a Knuckles series, so I'm very excited to see more of this Knuckles. There's so many Easter eggs on there, so many. I fucking love it. Shout out to Roach! Yeah! Roach, you are everything to me. Thank you for subscribing to me for 26 months. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you deal with me, but you deal with me, and I thank God for it. The Mean Bean Coffee Shop Easter egg being Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. Exactly. The post credits still have me scratching my head on how are they going to explain it in the third one. Just got to wait to see. But let me tell you something. When this post credit scene happened, and people, when you go see this movie, please do stay for the post credit, which is in the middle. I was told there was two, but it was just in the middle. This scene had a whole theater rooting and shouting, and I was like, yes! Like, I remember when I saw the first Sonic the Hedgehog movie and Tails came out in the post credit scene, and I was like, yeah, I was literally the only one. But this time I wasn't alone. Everybody was cheering their ass off. God, this movie was so good. The whole final act was just so much fan service. And bro, I love something to bring the inner child in me back out. That whole, and I know this is like cliche about how nostalgia is all nostalgia feeling, but you gotta understand that that works, and if it's done really, really well, it's fucking fantastic. This is not like some like the Force Awakens kind of thing where they just keep using nostalgia to feed it, which worked. It was beautiful, it was great. But this is something that's brand new, never been done before. No other Sonic movies ever been done. This is the first Sonic movies done, and they're hitting all the right spots to the source material. And you could tell these people know the source material and love the source material, and they're hitting all the spots, and they're giving us everything they want, and they're doing it very well. And then when you see something, when you're a little fucking kid and you never in your wildest dream believe that one day me, the kid who woke up one, like it was either my birthday or Christmas, woke up, went downstairs to the living room, and found a Sega Genesis with like three columns of just cartridges waiting for me. And I popped in that first Sonic the Hedgehog. That's the first game I popped in and played on my Sega Genesis. I never, in my wildest dream, when I got thrown into this world of just fucking fantastic gaming and beautiful music and all this stuff, never did I think one day it was going to be brought to the big screen, live action, and done very, very well. And when I first saw the first movie, God damn it, I was so happy of how it was made and delivered to us. And the second movie, God damn, I'm so happy how it was made and delivered to us to the utmost extreme. And that kid in me who played that video game that morning was so, so fucking happy. So, so fucking happy. And still is. And it's giddy as hell. And I love it. I love it. I love that feeling when something like that happens. That's the kind of shit I love. The Extreme say, I just don't like this kid Metal Sonic being a part of the plot. You got to understand that there's so much they could do, and it's there's possibilities are endless. Who said that there can be no Metal Sonic? Technically, the movie didn't even follow much of 2 because I don't think 2 had the a snowboarding scene, you know? And Knuckles didn't come in until 3. So, you see? They're just giving it to us all in one, and there's still the possibilities are endless, man. Come on. The possibilities are endless. It's so good. So I'm not going to spoil it for people who didn't see it, but Keanu Reeves is confirmed for Sonic 3. Is he now? I did not read this, so I cannot back this up, and I want to freaking... What's the word I'm looking for? I want to... really enforce, I guess, that if you don't hear it from me, it is not legit. I'm going to say that right now. If you don't hear it from me, it is not legit. I have many conversations with other people who are telling me like, yeah, this, and this is because of why. And I'm just like, huh, I'm going to have to shut you down right there because I didn't hear any confirmation about this. So I'm going to have to take your information with a grain of salt. I know the sources to go to. I know what to hear. I know what is considered just a rumor or what's just actual rumor fact, I guess. So I didn't hear this one about Keanu Reeves. That would be cool. But I ain't got anything. Mr. MJ said, I'm glad to hear Sonic 2 was dope. Sonic the Hedgehog is the easiest video game I ever played in my life. Sonic 2 is really... Like, I'm just saying, like... Go fucking watch this movie. Please. Go watch this movie. Do not bootleg this movie. Please go enjoy the fucking cinematic experience and watch Sonic the Hedgehog 2. You will not be disappointed. Idris Elba killed it as Knuckles. Jim Carrey killed it as Dr. Robotnik. There is no other Dr. Robotnik. He is Dr. Robotnik now for the rest of my life. Ben Schwartz, of course, killing it as Sonic the Hedgehog. Everybody fucking killed it. It's so much fun. It's so good, man. It's so much fun. It's so good. But let me tell you the story of how the... this fucking shit went, right? So, got the tickets for this movie, right, on a Saturday. We go, Saturday afternoon, go see this movie. We get there, there's some people sitting in our seats. We're like, fuck, man. Like, you're going to have to, you know, these are our seats. And then that person shows theirs. He goes like, no, I got it too. And then we're like, oh, shit. We both got the same seats. What's going on? So we move over. And then we realized, oh, shit. These tickets were for Friday at this time. We went the day after. So we fucked up. And then this other group came and we're like, shit, man, if someone sits here, then we're fucked. We gotta move. So another party came and we already did our research and we saw that the only row that wasn't acquired was the front row. So once this group came, we just sucked it up and we're like, all right, man. We got up and we all sat in the front row. And nobody likes sitting in the front row. That's why it's empty. Nobody likes sitting in the front row. But we did it. This theater, actually, the front row is not like right on the screen. There's still like a big gap between the front row and the screen. So it wasn't too bad. However, you know, we were like, fuck it, we're here, we're in. I don't know how we got in, too, because the person scanned it, scanned the barcode, okay, let us in. It was the day after. Our showing was on Friday. We walked in on Saturday, thinking it was Saturday, because we fucked up on the thing. And something like when we ordered it, we thought it was on the Saturday, and then it switched it to Friday or some shit. I don't know what happened. Some mistake happened. But we got in, and we're like, fuck it, we're here. It's a front row. Fuck it. Let's do this. And I enjoyed it. I had a freaking blast. It was great. I loved it. I loved it. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Spider-Man No Way Home came out today, so get your copy if you haven't seen it already. But that's our funny story of our venture to go see Sonic 2. Crash Couch, what's good? Personally, I didn't care for the first one, okay, but I can appreciate the joy people are having, all right? Also, I am in no way saying it's bad, okay? I just have my own feelings about it. Okay, I see that. I like how you would like, but you're like, I respect what people feel about it. That's cool. That's cool. At least you didn't come in here being like, fuck that shit. Stupid. It's lame. It sucks. And then I would have just came back with, yeah, have you seen the live-action King of Fighter movie? I will always go back to that. Madlibs says, Jim Carrey said in a sit-down interview in relation to Sonic 2 that from 1 to 2, he got the signature mustache and bald head. He's now pushing hard Sonic to give the transition to Fat Robotnik. I like it. I like it. Picasso. Is the slow transition... Oh, my God. There's so many fucking... Like I said, nobody can pull this shit off like Jim Carrey. And he does so many one-liners, so many funny physical comedy... Everybody was a scene stealer though, man. I'm telling you, everybody was. It was fun. It was a fun movie. It was a fun movie. The second one is definitely like that's where it, you know, the sequel is better than the first one, and that's how you do it. So, you know, here's hoping to Sonic 3. Here's hoping that Jim Carrey will still do Sonic 3. And my theory is that the pandemic is over, because before the pandemic, Sonic came out. Then the pandemic started, like. Couple weeks later, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. So now that Sonic 2 came out, wait a couple weeks, pandemic will be over officially. The prophecy has been fulfilled, everybody. The prophecy has been fulfilled. I like how I'm doing this. I just realized that I'm doing this podcast before gaming, but my category is still WWE 2K22. So if you came in here expecting WWE 2K22, I apologize. I'm getting to it, I swear. I'm just doing my podcast real quick. Don't shoot the messenger. Real freaking quick. Don't worry about it, we'll get to it. What else should I talk? I got a little bit more time here. What else should I talk about? I covered Gilbert Gottfried. I covered Sonic 2. I don't know. Morbius? You see, Moribus. Morbius hates... I don't know, because I haven't seen the movie. And it's not that I don't want to see the movie. I do want to see the movie. Frankly, I believe that if when I see the movie, I won't hate it as much. I'll probably see the flaws in it, but I won't hate it. My opinion on the whole Morbius thing, ever since it started, kind of how my opinion was when Venom started, was the whole they shouldn't be their own thing. They should be connected to Spider-Man. Sony really trying to milk all these characters in the Spider-Man verse to make the money. They're making the Kraven the Hunter movie and Madame Web movie. It's like, do you really need to? However, I really liked Venom. I was surprised how good it was. And Venom 2 was cool as well. So, you know, and then we got to see that little... You know, we got to see how Venom could play into the Spider-Man verse or whatever, shit like that. What they're planning to do with all this is who knows? I know Morbius is extending it a little bit further on how they're all going to be connected. But, you know, more power to them. I just say, as long as they're intertwined into some of the future Spider-Man movies, do whatever you want, motherfuckers. I can't say much right there. And but that Doctor Strange, that's going to change the game. Princely Monkey. Can't stay, but just wanted to pop in and say what up. Have a good night, Naz, and chat. All right, Princely Monkey. Thank you for coming through and just saying hola. Thank you. I really, 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 really appreciate it. So, yeah. I haven't seen Morbius. Morbius is one thing, though, when I, like, see a clip or something online and they're, like, you know, just spoiling some shit, I don't care and just watch it because I'm like, eh, you know? But I still want to see the movie. That's weird because I'm usually not like that. I don't like being spoiled. I don't want to be spoiled. I'm going to be like, la, 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 la. But I don't care. I already saw the post-credit scene of the Morbius. It showed up on my TikTok and I'm like, whatever, let me watch it. And for sure, I'll watch it. Dark Status, you're more beard than man, Naz. I know. This is the Sim Beard. The Sim Beard. I don't know how one was the Sim Beard. I guess like that you would spell it. It's supposed to be like symbiote. You know, like symbiote. But Sim Beard? Maybe? I don't know. You get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. The Sim Beard. That's how it be. I should have a t-shirt where it's like me, but this beard's taking over, and I'm like the like Finn Balor Venom kind of shit going on. This thing has a life of its own, man. I gotta take care of it. I gotta feed it. Oh, man. But someone told me today, it's like, hey, you gotta... It was a co-worker. She's just fucking with me. She's not being serious, but she's all like, You gotta do something with that beard. You gotta take it off because it's real long and nappy, and you're pulling it like this, and it's just turning me on. You know, I'm black and blah blah. And I was like, oh really? Okay. I was just joking around. She's cool as fuck. Thoughts on the Endgame pin intended for these next current phases of the MCU, supposed to basically lead to female Avengers movie. Look. I don't want to be that guy. And I'm not. There's nothing against this. I got to choose my words because I could, like, be offensive or whatever. Nobody likes anything being crammed in their face, right? It's like when I watch the first season of Supergirl and it's just like girl power being crammed in your face. It's, look, honest to God, my fiance hates the Captain Marvel movie. Do you know why? Because they're cramming this girl power so much in your face. You know, like, oh, she's vulnerable. She can't do anything by herself. She don't need a man. She blah, blah. She defenseless, blah, blah. Like, all that. And she really doesn't like it. And she's a woman, you know. And then I saw it through her eyes and I agree. It's too much in your face, forced in your face kind of shit that you're like, ugh. There's a lot of movies and stuff done where it's not forced in your face kind of stuff. When they did the female Ocean 11 movie, I was like, come on, honestly, does this need to happen? And I'm not saying does it need to happen as in this kind of movie shouldn't happen. I'm saying does it need to happen where they had to make a whole female cast Ocean 11 heist type movie with the name of Ocean's 11 attached to it. No, you could have made your own freaking kind of movie like that where it's all female and it was Ocean's 11 like and called it something different, made it its own thing and not connected to that thing. It's like the all female Ghostbuster movie. I'm cool with it. I saw it. I enjoyed it. Is it great? Is it better than the Ghostbuster movies? No, But it is what it is, and it was enjoyable, but it something that shouldn't really have happened. And if it should have happened, it should have happened in the Ghostbuster world, and they should have just been evolved into it or something. You know what I'm saying? Don't cram it in our faces. There's ways to do it that have been done so many times by so many other things. I showed awesome female-powered movies last month that were not crammed in our faces about it. But those girls were the shit, and you believed in girl power. That's the kind of great shit you do. You don't do this crammed in your face kind of stuff. I don't know. I'll probably get some flack for that. But let me go back up here and try to see what... It's being force-fed girl power, that's all. It needs to flow naturally, no pun intended. Yes. Hey, Naz, hope your week's going well, bro. Hey, Marco Antonio Drummer, I hope your week's going even better, man. Yeah! They prioritize hitting the checklist, and while empowerment and diversity is good, but top priority is a good story, characters, and cinematography, in my opinion. Yes. You know, like, okay. There's good ways to do it, too. Say, Black Panther never felt like it was being crammed in your face about, you know, black power or the black community or anything like that. It was a superhero movie that just happened to be a black, powerful superhero from a black, powerful nation, you know? And you saw the what was going on there, blah, 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 stuff like that. But it never felt anything like it was being forced to you. It's just natural. It can happen. It can fucking happen. So, I know people give it like a, moment when an Endgame, there was that whole, like, girls got together. I didn't think so. I thought it was a nice, because at that point, it's just fan service. So it was a nice little cool, like, oh, shit, all the females got together and they're beating ass. It was just a fan service. It was nice. It was nice, you know? I was nothing like, oh, my God, or anything like that. I did, however, and I don't know if anybody's into fucking, like, musicals and shit like that. I am. Disney's Newsies is one of my favorite fucking musical movies. And they have a Broadway version of it because it became such a cult classic that they made it into a Broadway musical. And I just found out that Disney Plus also has that. Like, it was filmed and made together, kind of how they did Hamilton, like, way back in 2017 or some shit. So I watched it, you know, because I'm a big Newsies fan. And then I saw the changes it did. Of course, a lot more in-depth, a lot more other songs, different kind of way, different telling of it. But there was one character that I have a lot of questions about. There's one character that plays the generalist that tells the stories of the Newsies, but they changed it. It was a male character in the movie. They changed it into a female character for the musical. Okay, so we got like a female lead or whatever to represent females. She's a writer in the 1920s, I guess, or whatever the fuck this takes place, which also gives me the question, like, were there female writers then who had that much pull? You know what I'm saying? Also, I mean, it kind of helped because then she was like the daughter of Pulitzer. So I guess she would have pulled just by association. So that works. All right. That answered my question. But here's the thing. She becomes a love interest with the main character, which is Jack Kelly. Jack Kelly, apparently, is supposed to be 17. So is she a 17, 18-year-old publisher, writer at that time? Or is she in her 20s and, you know, like in a 17-year-old. I have questions. I don't know what it is because everybody's being played by adults, but they're kids. And so since they made it her, then you're getting these at a moment during the second act. This kind of like, oh, girl power, you know, listen to me because I'm a woman. You know, it was at that point where I was like, ugh. Because you could tell this thing without like, in my face about like, oh, you're not listening to me. Oh, I don't have a good plan because I'm a girl. You didn't have to say all that. You see where I'm coming from? You guys just made me rant. Danny, hi. Sorry, I was ranting. So that's why I saw your thing, but I was ranting. So I didn't say anything. Damn, I came in at a deep ass part of the conversation. Yeah, I get really into it. The Extreme saying, speaking of power, some very special justice is coming soon. David Yost has been confirmed for being part of the first episode of 36. That's what I heard. I heard David Yost. That's what I'm hearing. All right. I didn't see any article, anything like that. I'm just going off of you guys, Cyber Goons, talking about it. I haven't looked into it. It hasn't crossed my path yet. But I'm hoping, because as I said in the Discord, that if David Yost, I don't know how you say his last name, if he returns as Billy in Power Rangers, it's a big deal. Because this man left Power Rangers under very bad circumstances. You know, he felt as he was being attacked and bullied because of his sexual orientation. And that's why he left the show, and they just wrote him off, that he like ended up in another planet with an alien, fell in love with an alien, ended up on another planet. We haven't seen him since. David Yost, or should I say Billy's character, is one of the best characters in Power Rangers and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Out of the people in that cast, there are three characters I feel had actual character development in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. That is Billy, Bulk, and Skull. Those are the only three characters I feel had actual character development, where they are one type of character, and at the end, they change into different characters. Billy was the geek, didn't know how to fight, was very self-conscious, wasn't very brave, didn't do very much. Through the course of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers all the way to, what was it? Space? No, all the way to Zeo. He didn't last after Zeo. He evolved into a strong male character, the most smartest of the characters, even was a leader when he wasn't a Power Ranger. Think about it. When he was stuck in the command center, he was more of a leader than the actual leader, which was Tommy. You know? Like, Tommy was, sure, he was the leader of the crew, but then Billy was playing more of that, like, Zordon kind of stuff. Zordon was there, Alpha was there, but Billy was there, and he had their backs, and when they were kids, he was really the leader. This is a guy who ended up knowing how to fight, ended up being more confident, ended up looking like a hunk. I mean, this guy evolved. For Billy to return is a return of a goat. Because not just freaking Jason David Frank, Tommy is not just a goat. Jason is not just a goat, you know. Adam is not just a goat. Yeah, they're goats. But Billy, I feel, is one of the pillars. And then when it comes to Bulk and Skull, the evolution is that they're bullies, or they're trying to be bullies, and then they, like, worshipy Power Rangers. They want to be heroes, and then there's this evolution of them going and becoming, like, cops, security, detectives, and to whatever it is, until the point where it leads to, for somehow, Skull is a fucking entrepreneur, and Bulk is, like, obsessed with Japanese culture and wants to be a samurai. I don't know how it got there, but yeah, that evolution from there to, like, space, very beautiful. Bulk and Skull should have had a spinoff, and I would have watched every single bit of it. Underworld and Resident Evil movies, both successful franchises with female leads that don't shove it down your throat. They don't. They do not. I love it. Billy was the only original Ranger who never willingly retired. Yes. It'll be great. It'll be fucking great. I don't know. It'll be good. Especially to see someone who hasn't returned yet, you know? And that's like a big... That's like... That, I say, will be the equivalent... That will be the equivalent of Bret Hart returning... When he returned to the WWE. You know what I'm saying? That's how Billy returning to Power Rangers will be. Billy had, yes, David Yost had issues in life because he is homosexual, but at that time he felt bad about it. You know, he felt like, oh, this is a curse, or it's a disease or something like that, and he was trying to get help and this and that, and then people behind the scenes were mistreating him and abusing him and shit, or verbally abusing him. So he was going through a lot until he went away, took his time, and found out that there's nothing wrong with him. He is just who he's supposed to be. That's it. Now he's like loving and embracing it. And I met David Yost, and he's a really sweet guy. You know, this guy loves his thing. He loves the people. And I remember when they did Megaforce, he wanted to be a part of it. He would love to be a part of it, but the deals they had wasn't really good, you know? So that's why a lot of the original OG people didn't come besides Tommy. Tommy doesn't care. Tommy said, "Yo, I'll do it for a dollar." He doesn't give a shit. But everybody else felt like they need, you know, like, they deserve, and I feel like they deserve to be compensated. They're fucking legends. Which forced to give up their powers? Hold on, where Ark was the best, and which was the best? The Peace Conference, Pursuit of Career, Zeo Go, Growing Up, or Death Lost Galaxy? Ooh. Zeo, Gold, and Lost Galaxy, because someone had to die. Actually, two people died, but then they came back. They should have made him the Gold Zeo Ranger. That's the thing. Billy was supposed to. I believe Billy was supposed to be, but they did a swerve, and probably because of that, or they just did the swerve. He was supposed to be some kind of ranger, but, you know, things didn't work out. Again, if you're here, I'm sorry for those people just listening to me on podcast or watching me on YouTube. Later on when I upload this. But if you're here to watch me play WWE 2K22, I'm sorry. I know I put up on the category. I am going to play this game. I'm actually working on a character. I'm on the moveset right now. I'm working on their finishers. So I'll do that live. And then the intro and whatnot. They should have... Okay. I'm reading the same thing over again. So that's what it is. But I think I'm reaching... I'm like 41 minutes into this podcast. I hope you guys listened to the ones before. There's one with Randy, and there's one just by myself talking about the Batman, and then one afterwards where I had this kitty. The kitty that is we're trying to domesticate is getting better. She's actually moving around more, she's eating a lot more, but she still has this like PTSD kind of shit. I could be with her, she'll be all lovey dovey with me, letting me pet her, she cool with me. I walk out the room. I come back into the room, and she's like, "Who the fuck are you?" And starts, and then gets all scared of me. And I'm like, "Dude, I was just here. You know me. I'm the only bearded man here. Thank you, Mr. MJ, for the bits." That's right. Thank you for all the bits. The bits on bits on bits. Thank you for all the bits. Thank you guys for the live show. How you guys, 10 hours. That was amazing. We had a blast. I can't believe my girl let me stun her. She rock bottomed me. I got those clips. I put them up on my Instagram. I'm going to be sure to put them up on TikTok. And maybe I should put it up on my YouTube as well. And it was fun. And playing NBA Jam with Randy and laughing our asses off, man. And WrestleMania with that and WrestleMania, the arcade game. It's good times. And that's what life is about. You know, life is about really, really good times. Find those special people that make you laugh and just keep them around you, dude. Just keep them around you. I would have moments damn near every day. I will have a moment and realize, and I'm going to be like fucking Cody Rhodes and shit. Like, I'm going to fucking tear up. I will have moments every day where I'm just like thankful for what I got. You know, I have great friends. I have a decent job. You know, it could be a bitch. The hours could be a bitch, but it gets me through. I have, you know, roof over my head. I have a amazing, amazing woman that has been supportive and by my side and who has loved me beyond my imagination. And yeah, I don't know. I just, you got to appreciate and love everything that you got. I got I got my fans who care about me, but I don't consider you guys fan. I don't consider you guys fans. I consider you guys family. I need that. I need a fucking soundbite of Vin Diesel saying family, you know? I could pull that out and shit. There's a part in Sonic 2 where he says family. I was like, oh shit, Vin Diesel's coming out. But yeah, I consider you fans, you family, you badasses, you cyber goons are, you know, I thank you guys all the time for being here and 4 points for Patrick Chewie. It's good. I didn't make a 4-course shot. Randy made those 4-course shots. I couldn't do anything. The Fast 10 cast are being revealed. Now, every time I hear something about Fast 10, I look in the comments and people are like, damn, they're still making these. They need to stop, blah, blah, blah. The Fast 10 is broken up to 2-part movies and it should be the last ones. But quite frankly, I love these movies. I think the more outrageous they are, the more fun they are. It was a gradual kind of thing where it's like, you know, it was real and then it just got crazy and then it just gradually got crazy and then gradually and then gradually and then it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. And I find that fucking hilarious and very much entertaining. And I love these movies. And when they're all done, it's gonna be a sad day for me. But I can always go back and be like, all right, I can watch all these fucking Fast movies. This is a long-ass franchise. I could watch all these movies and have a ball. There's so much fun. And sometimes it's just, there's some things out there that they know what they are. And it's just fun, crazy movies. It's dope, you know. And you can look at a Fast movie, how they are now, and be like, oh, this is stupid. How can that do? But then you'll watch like Sing Ham with me and then be like, that's fucking dope. But it's like, motherfucker, this is basically Fast. The Fast and the Furious movies now. They're just like Bollywood Sing Ham movies or whatever. You know, like that's how outrageous and crazy they are. And they're so fucking, they're so much fun. So fucking cool. How they bring back Johnny Tran, though? How did they bring back Han? They just do it. This is how I took Han in Fast and the Furious, the last one, when he came back. That happened, and I watched it, and I was like, oh, okay. That's it. Like, it didn't process in my head how it happened. It still doesn't. It was like, oh, okay, well, that's it. It's just, that's just how it is. It's like a fucking ongoing movie soap opera where shit just, it's not a movie soap opera. It's a comic book. Fast and Furious went from street racing Point Break to the fucking Avengers comic book. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is now. And if you see it like that, they're fucking gold. Brie Larson is part of Fast movies. I know my girl's not going to love that. I never had an interest. Pony Man says, I never had an interest in Fast movies before, but as the movies get crazier, the more I want to check them out just to see the evolution. And you should. And you should. Dare me. You could dare me to just show you all the Fast movies in the fucking fan chamber. That's going to be a long process. Because there's a lot of fucking movies. But I wouldn't rule it out. But Singham didn't start off stealing Magnavox's VCRs and drag racing. No, they didn't. They started off right off the bat going crazy. Man, the first Singham was pretty fucked up though. Suicide and then how it ended. It's pretty fucked up. But they gave it to you right off the bat. But at least the Fast and Furious like has this nice little evolution. It's just like, look at the MCU. Start off with Iron Man, right? Imagine if Iron Man started off with all the space shit and all this fucking Infinity Stones and all that. Do you think we would have gradually got into it like that? No. They did that, and then they gave us Thor. And then Thor is like, hey, there's this kind of shit in the universe. And then took it away, and then gave us Captain America. And it was like, hey, there's this fucking cube kind of thing in the universe. And then we got in, and then there's Avengers like, hey, fucking aliens. You know, it's like gradual shit. Hey, there's Guardians of the Galaxy. Hey, there's fucking shit in this space. Hey, this is Thanos, motherfucker. What's up? Hey, just gradual. And now what we're gradually going into? Multiverses. That's right. Yeah. They know what they're doing. D player, at the end of the franchise, it should be a barbecue, and Vin lifts his corona, says, tomorrow I'm taking my driving test and finally getting my license. I like it. Picasso. Paul Walker or Keanu Reeves? Well, one's alive. Damn. I fucked that up. Cancel me. Imagine Marvel gave the Mandarin respect. They did. It was in Shang-Chi. Also, you have to see the one shot of the dude who played the Mandarin and went to jail. They all fit. Iron Man 3 does not suck. Iron Man 3 is actually pretty damn good. Probably one of the best in the trilogy. That's what everyone else trying to make cinematic universe screw up. Yeah, they can't. Oh, in Iron Man 3? But, you know, Mr. MJ, Marvel, again, they play the long con. Think of Marvel like the WWE, you know? They fucking want to give you a storyline, and they want to stretch that bitch out and gradually stretch it out until they can. So when we see storylines and they just, like, start something and then they just, like, squash it and start something else, that's because that storyline, they notice, cannot go any further. They're like, this is not working. Let's just squash that shit and go on. Roman Reigns right now has got one long fucking story arc that's winning the game in the WWE. That's what Marvel is doing. They're doing this long freaking thing, and they know what they're doing. Expanding it from movies to fucking shows to little short one-shots to animated shit now with What Ifs. You gotta watch all this shit just to be part of this world. The best thing Marvel has done in the last 10 years is The Punisher. I'm sorry, just like really gritty ass shit. And that's the thing. They got all these different fields. And Marvel has this shit where it's like, okay, we can have this cinematic universe where it's just really big and grand. And then we have these little shows right here that cover the smaller stuff. And notice now they're doing crazier shit. Because there's going to be TV shows touching on the Secret Wars. So there's going to be a side of the story where it's just in space. And there's a side of the story that's just on the ground. Kind of grittier and kept in reality. And then this side of the story that's just the big grand of it all, you know, in the MCU. And right now it's probably multiverses. Punisher is that ground shit, along with Daredevil and Jessica Jones and Iron Fist. The whole Defenders, now Moon Knight, Hawkeye, Captain, well, the new Captain America and the Winter Falcon. The Winter Falcon. Damn, that'd be dope if he became that. The Winter Soldier. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have different things. You know, we got Blade. Blade is something. Okay, Eternals came in and just branched off into a whole new shit. The possibilities are endless. And then Blade is going to come in and we're going to branch off into, like fucking vampires and shit. It's just going to get, it's going to get all over the place. And you know what? I am all for it. I am all for it. It's an exciting time. It's a great time to be alive. We got all this stuff. And especially in a world where Sonic the Hedgehog 2 happened and all the amazing stuff in it happened. And I wish I could talk about it, but I don't want to spoil anything. When Randy was telling me I'm not ready and was saying how good it was, and Randy usually doesn't say how good a movie is, he hyped me up. And I have to say, when I saw the movie, he wasn't lying, and it fucking delivered beyond my expectations. All of you Marvel behind my behemoth dick. Yep, that's pretty much what they're saying right now. Oh, man. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and stop this Only Naz podcast so I can get into the real shit, and that's creating my character in WWE 2K22. But I'd like to thank all those here in the chat who was part of the show. And I'd like to thank those listening and those watching. You can follow me on Twitter at Nazstradamus. And it's spelled N-A-Z-T-R-A-D-A-M-I-X. Also on TikTok, same, Nastrodamus. And follow me on Instagram. I'm more personal there. Also on Twitter, I'm personal. And follow my YouTube. That's Naz the Stampede. Yeah, YouTube.com/NazTheStampede, whatever, stuff like that. Anyways, this is Only Naz Podcast. Thank you for listening. You can hear me anywhere podcasts are not sold. But remember when podcasts had to be sold? Like, you had to pay $1 for that shit? We really evolved into $3.99. Let me tell you. Anyways, transitions.